And it's just been really neat to see how God has just been putting everything together and piecing it together. And trying to figure out how long until I go. It's six weeks and a half hour until I'm on the plane. Not that I'm counting down, but it's one of those things you have to prepare yourself for. But God is good, and He's got me here thus far, and I'm sure He's going to take me even further. My prayer today is that as I share with you, that you can just see my heart, but also that you can also be challenged as to what God is calling you to do, because each one of us has a calling in our lives, and it's not just those who God has called to work overseas that have this amazing calling. Your calling is just as real, and I was challenged by, you know, your turkey giveaway yesterday. What a blessing that was. And the lives that are being touched, and who knows the outcome of those meals, those times where people will be together, to how they can just give God the glory, because ultimately it's Him who gets the glory, not us. So just thank you for coming, and I pray that you are really encouraged and blessed. My name is Rachel Wilson, and I'm with SIM, which is a mission organization that's been around since 1893, and they were formerly known as Sudan Interior Mission. Now they're known as Serving in Mission, and I'm kind of going back to the place where they all started in that area, to Ethiopia, to teach at a missionary school called Bingham Academy, and it's an international school setting as well, so it's not just missionary kids, it's also international students. So I have the awesome opportunity to literally impact the nations. As I disciple and encourage missionary kids, and then also as I have the awesome opportunity to openly lead people to the gospel, because we can openly teach Christ to families who may have not even the same religious background as I do. And so families are sending their kids there because it's in English with the British curriculum, and we can share the gospel openly. So lives can be changed, and because of that, families can be changed. So it's amazing ministry that God has called me to, and I'm just challenged that God would use me. And I'm going to sing some songs, some that you might have heard if you came to any of my other concerts, and some are just songs that really mean something special to me and have really touched my life. So I'm going to start it off kind of fun with a fast song that I wrote when I started working with youth. And again, that was something I never thought God would want me to do. But when you're willing and open to serve God and be used by God, He'll have you do those things that, and you got to watch this. Don't ever say, "I never will," okay? Because that God's listening. He's like, "Uh-huh, that's your next assignment." So this is "I Want a Deeper Experience." You can feel free to clap if you want to.
I want to go deeper, feel
Want a deeper experience? Little did I know that when I was going on my missions trip my freshman year of college, that would be a pivotal time in my life where God confirmed his call in my life. Now, I had grown up in this church, Christian Missionary Alliance, so I had heard about missionaries, and I had, like I said, I love their stories, and I just, that is so cool that they, live in other countries and speak other languages and eat different food. And, every missionary conference that I can remember, I would sit, in the pews, and I would have that feeling in my pit of my stomach, I want to go. But I was only, a teenager, so I couldn't just, pack my bags and run and go. And God just had to get me ready. He had to prepare me. So when I had the opportunity to go to Mexico my freshman year, I was like, sure, I'll go. And my resident assistant, my RA, is the one who was heading it up. And she said, I want you to translate. And I was thinking, what? Why Spanish majors that were, going on the trip with me? And she's like, no, I really want you to do that. And so I did it. I don't really remember how it happened. And I probably have told this story a million times. So if you've heard it before, I apologize. But all I remember is telling people that Jesus died for their fish. And now I know the difference between pescado and pecado. Pescado is sin, or fish, and pecado is sin. Now I do speak Spanish a lot more fluently, but God used that time to get me out of my comfort zone to show me a different part of the world where poverty is literally all around you. And as I was, as we were crossing the border to go back into the States, and I was just looking around at a scene that for me is now very familiar, living overseas and living in a third world country, where you have kids selling things and chicle, gum, and people trying to wash your windows, which I miss that sometimes when you get that spot on your window, and selling things on the side of the road. And I literally saw somebody, because we were right on the border between Arizona and Mexico, I literally saw somebody jump over the wall. And, just running to get to the United States. I saw all this, and I'm processing everything that's been going on that week. And that was in my heart, that God was quietly asking me, are you willing to give up everything to serve me? And I said yes. And I knew it was God because, after we crossed the border, we stopped to get a bite to eat. And I was like, guys, the people that I was with, I was like, guys, something just happened back there. I feel like God just literally was talking to me. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, guys, seriously, God just asked me, are you willing to be a missionary? And, when God calls you, the people around you may not understand it because it's something personal, because God gives us all a personal calling. But for me, because music is such a big part of my life, I think God orchestrated the fact that the song For the Sake of a Call was being played at that same exact time. And because, to me, music, it's how I function, So I'm going to attempt to sing For the Sake of the Call. The first service, I got really choked up, and I didn't sing half the words. So if you know it, feel free to sing along with me. But God does call us, and there's no other reason. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's not something that we want necessarily, but it's something that we begin to desire. And that's what it's been in my life.
For the sake of the call, holy devotion.
with reckless abandon. They came. Tennessee left nigh in there at the water's edge. Told a story that few could believe. Oh, and none could explain. How some crazy fishermen agreed to go where Jesus led, with no thought for what they became. For Jesus had called them by name, and they answered, "We will abandon it all for the sake of the call. No other reason at all but the sake of the call. Water cannot help but flow. Once we hear the Savior's call, we'll follow wherever He leads, because of the love He's shown, because He has called us to go. It's always harder to sing for the home crowd. Now I've sung for, you know, lots of people I didn't know, and it's amazing and it's encouraging to be able to share it for them. But you know, when you're singing for your home crowd, you know, you guys know me, and you've known me since I was about this tall. So, you know, I was talking with Bob whenever we were preparing for this service, and we were just talking about, you know, how do you know God called you, or, you know, what are those first steps to becoming a missionary? And because a lot of people will ask me questions like that. And I would say the number one thing that you need is a willing heart. You know, God just wants somebody who's willing and someone who's flexible. You have to be understanding that things are not going to be done the American way in another country. And God has taught me a lot about that. Maybe that's why my whole life He's worked on my patience level. And so you have to be flexible, you have to be willing, But I think above all that, you have to be obedient. You know, and if God has placed that desire in your heart, I mean, you can't just go through life ignoring that. Or if you do, you're going to feel like you're always doing something. You're always going to feel like you're not doing something that you should be. Because I've talked to too many people, you know, some of them my age, some of them a lot older than me, saying, I know that God called me to be a missionary and I just didn't do it. I did not respond to the call. And, you know, I regret that my whole life. So, you know, if you feel any inkling in your heart, any just like that feeling like, I think God is calling me to do this, you have to just act on it. You know, faith without works is dead. You know, we can have all the faith in the world, but if we're not willing to actually act on it, then what good is it going to do us? And so have that willing and obedient heart. And if God's calling you to go, trust me, He will make a way. I mean, when I think about this journey of you know, the past couple years, coming back knowing I'd have to raise all my support, switching continents, moving to a new place, I always had peace that somehow God was going to take care of me. You know, because God is the one that called me, so God's the one that's going to take care of me. And so don't worry about that, because that's just man's mindset that's trying to get in your way of doing what God wants us to do. Because when you sit around a group of missionaries and you sit around a group of retired missionaries and you listen to their stories, I mean, you get so encouraged and blessed knowing that you play a part in that. But I also want to encourage you to know that you staying here in the States doesn't mean that you're not doing God's part, because you being my support here in the States, both financially and prayerfully, more importantly, prayerfully, you are playing a huge role in making it possible for me to go. And so your role is just as important here, but there may be people in this room right now who, like I was, you know, 15, you know, probably 20, 25 years ago, 27 years ago, who knew God had called them to be missionary. You know, act on it. Just start by the internet research. Check out different organizations. Check out, if you have an opportunity, talk to missionaries. We'll share your stories. We love sharing our stories. But, you know, if God does call us, we need to follow Him, because there are so many needs out there in this world, and there's needs right here in this community, I know. I encourage you to just follow God. If He's calling you, follow Him.
The weary and the weak, and it would be a tragedy for you to turn away. All my needs you have supplied. When I was dead, you gave me life. How could I not give it away?
my step stool I used to use. Anyone remember that? Clunk, clunk. Yeah, that's the thing about teaching elementary kids, that the last couple years I taught sixth grade in public school, and half my kids were like taller than me. But that's the amazing thing about even teaching here in the States, how God was preparing me for that, because majority of the population was Hispanic. And well, that's right, I speak Spanish. Kids absolutely did not love that, but parents did. And since an early age, you know, we were always taught to pray. We're always taught to present a request to God. And we might start off with a simple, like, now I lay me down to sleep. And then it became a little bit more elaborate. Unfortunately, well, I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately, but my family will not ask me to pray for this food if they're really hungry, because I guess I tend to give sermons in my prayers. I don't know. I can't help it. You never know who's listening to the prayer. You never know whose heart's going to be touched. And, you know, God just wants to talk to us. He wants us to just tell us how we're feeling. We don't have to have these eloquent words by any means. We just talk to Him like He's our best friend. One day as I was preparing to lead worship, I was playing the chords for God of this City. You know, greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. It's a great missionary song. So I was preparing to sing that song, but then all of a sudden, different words came out of my mouth. Same chords, but different words. And so I titled this song My Prayer, because it pretty much just kind of encompasses what I say to God. And it's kind of like saying, God, I mean, I'm nothing significant. I'm just an average person, but, you know, You've chosen to call me, so just use me.